Plan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, November 26th. This lawsuit challenging the new 24% tax on marijuana, well, there's some actual validity to their arguments. One of the attorneys talking about the case said that the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act, which was adopted by the voters, 56% voted for Proposal 1 back in 2018. It set the excise tax on all marijuana establishments as well as sellers at 10%. The ballot language said there would be a 10% tax on marijuana. It did not say that someday the legislature might be able to triple that tax via a separate bill with only a simple majority vote in the House and the Senate. It did not say that someday the legislature might tax regulated marijuana at a rate that's much higher than the illicit marijuana black market, Blair said. Referencing tax fraud provisions the state has to target folks for selling illicit black market marijuana. He added that the drafters back in the day did not pick the 10% rate out of hat. It was basing it on other states that struggled to steer people away from the illicit market into the regulated market. With them having higher taxes, it wasn't as successful. Additionally, Blair argued that every legislative act that was directed at the adult marijuana use was done through the Michigan Regulation and Taxation Marijuana Act, which was created by a ballot proposal that passed by the residents of the state of Michigan. Also, it specifically called for a super majority. Support in both the Senate and the House had to occur before any increases in the taxes could take place. Back in 2023, the legislative supported bills allowed qualified tribal businesses to sell marijuana without the state's 10% excise tax. The bills by Senator Jeff Irwin, Democrat of Ann Arbor, and Republican Senator Roger Hawk of Union Township received the three-quarters support just 2 years ago. Well, the attorney representing the Holistic Research Group downstate Macomb County, a Bloomfield Hills trial attorney said, because the 24% tax falls on wholesale transaction, Crane described it as a direct negative effect on his client and all growers and processors of marijuana here in the state of Michigan. It artificially reallocates the tax through downstream retail profit. That's a vertical integration distortion, Crane said, clarifying that his client does not deal with individual retail customers, but they deal with wholesale customers who have to work under operational budgets. They could increase their prices, but then it's going to be actually a destruction of their own business. Why? Because they're not a retailer. Crane also wanted to emphasize what they pointed out in their initial motion. What's happened to tobacco? What's happened to agriculture? Why is it just focused on marijuana? Why aren't they getting taxed? Why are we getting singled out? They claim they want to use it for the roads. So why doesn't everybody who uses the roads get taxed? Well, representing the state treasury, who the lawsuits were filed against, Assistant Attorney General Wes Margeson said that cannabis industry lawyers cannot carry the burden to overcome the presumption of constitutionality, particularly in a way that leaves no room for reasonable doubt. He says the tax does not make any changes to the MRTMA, noting adding that it does it alter its structure or its purpose. The ballot language specifically says permit retail sales of marijuana and edibles will be subject to a 10% tax. That is a retail specific tax and was contained in the original language back in 2018 when the ballot proposal was passed. Talks about additional or other taxes, excise taxes, being imposed was not part of the original ballot proposal. He said the lawsuits lacked the concrete and certain arguments to grant a preliminary injunction, which is an extraordinary remedy they're asking for. So, there you go. We'll continue to follow this case, but they have a deadline. The tax is supposed to go into effect on January 1st. So, the clock is ticking, and the judge says that she will be taking the case under advisement during the holidays and will come up with a decision before the January 1st deadline. Another interesting little story. A lawyer argues that the state of Michigan does not own undercover Michigan State Police vehicles. During a court of claims hearing yesterday regarding the death of a fleeing suspect who was run over by a detective, the lawyer arguing for the Michigan State Police said the state doesn't own the vehicles. Mary Waddell, arguing before Court of Claims Judge James Redford, said the state of Michigan doesn't hold the title and does not insure the vehicles that hit Riley Dodgett, 17 years old, and Samuel Sterling, 25, causing their deaths. Their families are suing the state of Michigan. Well, in arguing in front of the judge, the attorney said, this is a governmental immunity issue. The plaintiff is attempting to sue the state police under the motor vehicle exception to governmental immunity. Our position is that the state is not the owner of these vehicles. and therefore the state is entitled to immunity. The judge, Redford, said he had only one question relating to the death of Sterling. He asked if the vehicle was the one that could be taken home. Could the detective take the vehicle to Myers to get groceries? Or was it something where he would drive his own personal vehicle in getting to the task force vehicle under which he was operating out of? Waddell said she wasn't sure about the testimony made by a federal agent in the case. She does know, however, the vehicle wasn't insured by the state and was not titled by the state, and therefore the state should be granted immunity from the lawsuit. Well, the plaintiff's attorney, Chris Desmond, relative Andrea Cage, argued that just because the title and insurance was held by a different entity didn't mean it wasn't owned by the state or used by the state in performing their jobs. Ownership of the vehicle has nothing to do with the act. Additionally, the attorney argued the case against Sterling was a local case. It wasn't a federal one. So the vehicle was under state ownership and state authority. Redford said he would have something completed by December 15th to determine whether the case would even proceed. It's important that the plaintiffs get a case for the defense. I get that I'm going to treat it with the same seriousness to the facts and the laws, and I plan to do my best. We have an outstanding court of appeals, and I do say that with all seriousness, and I'm sure they will correct any deficiencies that my pedestrian efforts put forward. Kind of an interesting statement by the judge. Another story we're going to start right now. We'll wrap this up in the final segment. Former Governor Jim Blanchard, being questioned by TV6 News on Mike Duggan's historic independent bid for governor. He is in the process of basically talking about this as a result of the Democrat not being in the... Oh, why is that playing? That's me repeating myself. Okay, stop doing that. Oh, this phone is just driving me crazy this morning. Apologize for that. Governor Jim Blanchard, and being addressed, questioned about Mike Duggan. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment today's show. Of all the modern-day governors, possibly nobody has been as consistently active as former Democratic Governor Jim Blanchard. He remains an engaged observer of Michigan politics and isn't afraid to share his opinion. There was an exchange with TV6 News about Mike Duggan's historic independent bid for governor, which had some questions and back and forth in the bullet format. Blanchard said, number one, Duggan is a good guy. He's very talented. I'm not happy he's not running as a Democrat. He figured he could win a Democratic primary, so he's being very clever about launching now as an independent. He'll siphon votes from the Democrats and maybe money from the Republicans. Voters are not going to vote for someone who says shame on both parties, which is the very foundation of his campaign. Given the anti-Trump feelings of some voters, people want to vote for Democrats as long as they end up having a good candidate. The Democrat candidate must be strong. Blanchard is not ready to deep dive into the ins and out of the mayor's Detroit strategy, but he does suggest that Duggan's supporters are really happy with the job he's done in Detroit and not going to have any necessary criticisms of him. However, he does think that the mayor's pitch about not being beholden to either political party because voters are fed up sounds very appealing. However, based on the fact that a lot of people are fed up, but that's a very easy thing to say. Heading into November of 2026 election, people are going to want to vote for Democrats. They're going to want to push back against President Donald Trump, and it's going to look a lot different compared to March or April before the primary. I'm told that the latest polling shows Duggan taking 20% of the Democrat vote and 16% of Republicans' support. The governor said, I'm going to save that for another time. I'm not ready to engage in election polling right now. Keeping with that attitude, the ultimate question, which begs for a yes or no answer, you don't think Duggan can win in Michigan? Well, anything is possible. We'll have to wait and see. So it's very interesting to see what Blanchard's opinion is as of right now. Bottom line, it's too far away, and we'll have to wait and see who actually wins the August primaries next year. Very important for the Democrats to get a good candidate. More important that the Republicans get a good candidate. With the right messaging, with the right policies, with the right amount of funding and backing, they win the primary, then it's going to be game on. Michigan Republican Party, along with all the mega donors, everybody will be supporting the Republicans next year. And I got a text message here, segment. Bob down in Hillsdale. We need to remind everybody that Elisa Slotkin is a warning to all Michigan Republicans. If you don't get out and vote next year, Michigan will end up with another U.S. Senator as bad or even worse than Slotkin. Just saying. Absolutely agree with you, Bob, 100%. That's why it is absolutely going to be critical that everybody gets involved. And Officer Rick, everybody out there, the stream is back on for Simple Radio and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us. Thank you, Del Reynolds. Greatly appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. One of the things that I want to make sure everybody is aware of as we head into Thanksgiving, the AskMyTax.org website is still up, and the campaign has been extended through the end of the year. So if you have something to talk about at Thanksgiving tomorrow that's not partisan politics, talk about AskMyTax.org. Let everybody know we're collecting signatures to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. More money will end up coming to the local county government. Money from Lansing, when this is approved by the voters November 2026, more money will be coming to your county. Pay for schools, to pay for roads, to pay for police and fire protection. Completely amends the state constitution and makes Michigan very competitive to other states. Carla and I and many of the supporters believe that when we eliminate property taxes, young people and families will be moving, flocking back to Michigan. We can build more housing, get people to sell their current homes, buy something new, open up the market, and even build more affordable housing for the people moving back to our state. Something to talk about on Thanksgiving. Well, Vicki and I are going to be very thankful tomorrow for all of you. Our radio family, we greatly appreciate you guys. Have a blessed, great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you for listening to